Hello, bonjour, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM here on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelled a little bit differently, and today I have a fun interview with Dirty Honey coming up. They were in Vancouver a couple of months ago, and I was able to chat with them about their upcoming show and about their music in general. We'll also be listening to some of their music, and then, of course, we'll be listening to some other music as well. I hope you're all having a lovely day wherever you're tuning in from. I'm going to play a first song by Dirty Honey. It's called California Dreaming, and then we'll go straight into the interview. Glad to have you all here with us today, and we'll see you very, very soon.
We'll be right back. So I just have a few questions for you. I like to start off with what I think are quite fun questions, and I hope that you'll agree. I usually try to kind of plan them around the name of the band or the musician that I'm interviewing. So I tried to come up with questions that kind of had to do with the words Dirty Honey. Unfortunately, all the questions that I came up with for the first word are not radio appropriate, so I'm just going to stick to the honey side of the name. And so the first question that I had was, I thought of honey and I thought of the food, obviously, and so I was wondering if you were more of a liquid or a honeycomb honey person.
Oh, definitely a liquid honey guy, yeah, for sure.
Right answer, correct. I was wondering as well, the name Honey can also be used as a pet name or as kind of like a little nickname. I was wondering if you have like a preferred or a favorite pet name.
Mine, yeah, if I were to use one, would probably be something in Italian.
Ooh.
Like mi amore or something like that, you know. Nice. Something not so typical for an American person to be running around saying,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Or like amore mio, you know, like something that rolls a little sweeter than hon. Yeah, that one's overused.
yeah,
that's fair. Oh, there.
Are you Italian origin?
I am of Italian descent, yeah, but I speak a bit of Italian, so it would just be a fun thing to do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Really nice. Okay, cool.
She burns like a whiskey.
my other question, my last of the fun questions, let's say, you guys have a song called Down the Road. I was wondering if you could name any street or road in the world after yourself, where would you want it to be?
Oh, if I could just name any street in the world after myself.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me whatsoever, but I would just love for Main Street and Telluride to like be mine in Colorado. That would be, it would just be cool.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, actually, or I could say like maybe the 550 like highway that runs like through all the mountains in Colorado. That'd be sweet. I could go on for days about roads.
So I think the right person for the question. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, big Colorado fan as well, I can tell. So
I just love like Rocky Mountains. We're actually like 3 hours east of the Canadian Rockies right now. And I took the day off yesterday to go ride. I rented a motorcycle in Calgary and I rode like all the way through the Canadian Rockies. It was sick. So yeah, I like roads for sure.
Yeah. So I had a couple questions more towards the music side of things. The first one is, you guys have played a lot of very well-known and quite large like rock festivals and rock music festivals. You have also done kind of smaller shows on tour or whether opening for other bands as well. I just wanted to see if you prefer or if you have a preference between kind of those larger concerts or maybe some of those more intimate ones.
Yeah, I think the sweet spot for me personally is like the theater size. Actually, I love arenas too. Arenas, we played the Forum in LA. That was like the best sounding place ever. Like, it was amazing. But certainly right now, probably because it's so familiar after doing a whole theater tour, I like the theater, like, aesthetic. They're all a little bit unique. And, like, it's big, but at the same time, it's intimate, too. It's not, like, there's no nosebleed, per se. So I think it's good for the crowds as well. But, yeah, arenas are great, too.
shows, do you have maybe a favorite show memory?
I just, it's hard to like, it would take me some time to like really think back. I mean, playing the Forum was a dream come true. I just love when I'm like really surprised by an audience. And I remember being very surprised by like Kansas City, Winnipeg on this tour was crazy, crazy. I'm already, well, people are all lining up right here right now, and it looks like a pretty fun and young crowd. And it's a Friday night. I'm expecting a lot out of Edmonton. It's gonna be awesome.
I
But
hope.
yeah, those, I, it's all depends on the audience, really. It's totally that thing. Like the show is better for me if the audience is better. So, yeah, the recent one though is Winnipeg. They like were awesome.
Good. I feel like especially with your genre of music, audience participation and just audience atmosphere must be so important to keep it going and to keep everyone's like hopes really high.
Yeah, we're trying to create a fun environment and take that ride together, and that obviously includes the audience. So.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of on the flip side, I was wondering if maybe you can think of a weirdest show memory.
Yeah, it just happened in Ireland. I went up mic to start the show, and the mic wasn't working, and it wasn't gonna work. So I had to like stop the show and address the crowd without a microphone. Let everybody know what was going on. It took like 5 minutes, like after we'd already started, to get it to work, and it was very awkward, but it was a somewhat endearing issue, and they took a liking to us for the rest of the show, which was kind of fun.
That's nice. That's good. That's good. It could have gone worse. So I'm glad there was a good outcome to that after.
Yeah, we had a spare somewhere.
I was wondering if you could talk to me a little bit about the creative writing process when it comes to Dirty Honey really working on music together. I know that recently, in another interview, I think John had mentioned that you guys went to Joshua Tree. And so I was wondering if that inspiration of like nature and quiet is something that inspires your music, or if it's more of like the hustle and bustle of like LA or larger cities as well.
Honestly, it's really anything. When something comes, you don't really question it. You just take it and try and make something out of it. And it could be just from walking around a street in New York City. It could be from riding in Banff. It could be come from anywhere. You just stumble on something on a guitar. Who knows? But it's really about four of us getting together and using what we know about music and our craft to create these little like nuggets of inspiration into songs, you know.
Baby, all night long. When you need a little loving, come and take me on. When you need a little.
Similar note, you mentioned craft and really the music side of things, and I know that for your band, music and instrumentals are really, really important. And so a question that I often ask people is what your favorite lyric is, but I was wondering on your side, if you had a favorite musical element or maybe a favorite riff from any of your songs.
Any of our songs? I really love the riff from California Dreamin'. I mean, obviously, I love the screaming when I'm gone. That's like it's a pretty good rock scream. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the one in Dream On, but it's cool. Or like Immigrant Song, but it's a good one. But I'm really proud lyrically of both the song Scars and Another Last Time. I think there's a lot of really strong parts in those. I love the "I'll be the Jack if you'll be the Queen" line in Rolling Sevens. I think that's really cool. That was just a little lyric like really tied everything together, you know, the gambling imagery. I don't even know where that came from, but it came. Those are a few off the top of my head.
Good ones. Do you have a favorite song to perform live?
It kind of just depends on the night, honestly.
Okay. Fair enough.
Again, that's like totally an audience thing. Like they can make a song my favorite. You know, it just depends.
Yeah.
And so my last little question is, you guys have a show here in Vancouver on September 5th. Can you give us any maybe like spoilers or any maybe insights into what people can expect?
If you're lucky, if we can finish this song we're working on, we'll probably play it in Vancouver for the first time. So I'm hopeful that that happens. So we'll see.
Do you have a song name maybe?
Tentatively, it's called Ride On, I think.
Is it inspired by the ride through Banff?
It was the one through Banff, but it was another one in Europe after the last tour. So yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, well, that's very exciting news. Okay, wonderful. So I'm sure people will be really looking forward to that and just looking forward to the show in general as well. It was really lovely chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Oh my God, likewise. Yeah, we'll see you in Vancouver.
See you in Vancouver.
None of us have been there, so we're like really looking forward to getting there finally.
That's good. Very good news. We're looking forward to having you.
Start all over. You start all over. Coming down from where we are. Emergency Management C has issued a test message on Wednesday, November the 16th, 2022 at 13:47. This is only a test. In an actual emergency, this message would contain instructions to help keep you and your community safe. Learn more about how, when, and why emergency alerts are issued in BC at www.emergencyinfobc.ca/alert. This is only a test. No action is required. Areas impacted by this message include Province of British Columbia.
In the world as well. Wishing them luck with future music and future plans, and wishing you all a wonderful day wherever you've tuned in from. I have one last song for you all. A couple months ago now, I think, Michael Bublé was also in town. I'm a big Michael Bublé fan, for those of you that don't know. And I was able to, I did setup and loadout at the show, and had a really great time getting to hear him from backstage. And so just in honor of that, and in honor of it being a lovely November afternoon, I would like to play a song that I really like by Michael Bublé. Actually, I have two that I'm trying to choose between. There's Feeling Good, which is a cover, and Haven't Met You Yet. I think we're going to go with Feeling Good, because it's a good day to feel good. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day, evening, weekend, week, whenever you hear back from me and whenever you guys tune in again. But I'll see you soon. Bye.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. so good.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy, boing, 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 boing